Yo, yo, what up? Welcome to Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all, where we talk about any and everything. Nothing is off limits. What up, y'all? It's the last day of June in 2022. How are you? I'm feeling good. I feel great. I can't complain. There's probably a lot to complain about, but I'm going to choose not to. I'm excited to be here talking to you guys. And I got a lot to talk about today. It's Pride Month. I didn't really talk about Pride much at all in regards to my last episode. So I am looking forward to getting into some things in regards to Pride and give you guys some Pride, some of my Pride history and so forth. So that's exciting. But yeah, I've been getting a lot of feedback that you guys want me to be more consistent with my podcast. So here I am. I'm doing my best, you guys. It would be so much easier if I had a co-star or a co-partner, somebody to actually sit here on a weekly basis and discuss topics and actually have someone else's opinion. It is a little challenging when I'm a one-man team and I'm only working for myself and I only have my own thoughts and stuff. So you guys do got to bear with me the best that you can, please. But yeah, let's jump right into it. First thing I am going to talk about, so I know it's Pride Month and stuff, so let's go there. Let's start with Pride. Happy Pride to everybody in the LGBT plus community. This is our month to be ourselves, to express ourselves, to feel free, to be who you are, and for it to be recognized on a global platform. So hopefully somewhere this month you guys were able to be that person and you guys were able to let your hair down and let loose and really enjoy who you are as a person and celebrate who you are. And hopefully that's, you know, was an experience for you guys. Personally, me, I wasn't able to participate in any Pride events this year. I had too much going on and I didn't go to any Pride events, unfortunately. I did support on social media, but, you know, every year I can't go out to these Pride events, and as much as I wish I was able to participate this year, I was not. So, hopefully you guys were able to on my behalf. I will say I want to get to, so I'm going to tell you guys my favorite Pride that I've ever been to. Favorite Pride is probably San Francisco Pride. It's nothing like it. It's open to the public. You don't got to pay. It's like the streets are really blocked off and everyone from all over parts of the Bay Area come out. You have your straight people, your gay people, your in-between people, and it's really just a good time. It's 9 times out of 10, a safe environment. And any time that I've been to Bay Area Pride, it's just been a hell of a time. And I would highly recommend if anyone has the opportunity or chance to go to San Francisco Pride, you should do it. It's one of the best things I've ever experienced. Now, I've never been to New York Pride, but I have heard that New York Pride gets crazy. I definitely do want to participate in New York's Pride at some point. Same with Chicago Pride. I've never been to Chicago Pride. I heard it gets crazy up there. And the only out-of-state Pride I think I've ever been to is Atlanta. And that was actually Gay Black Pride Labor Day weekend. Now that shit is out of this world. It was so many motherfuckers over there. And it's like, I would recommend doing that as well, but let me hit my blunt. What I'm trying to get at is go live your fucking best Pride life and go see what the world has to offer. I definitely do want to get to New York Pride and, like, you know. But did you guys know that there's parts of the world where being gay is illegal? You can be killed for being gay. Now, as fucked up as America is, we do got to be thankful that we're able to some degree and some extent, be ourselves here in this country and express ourselves in a free way. So, you know, at least we are able to get married here in this country. And I know some states and stuff, you know, really still look down on it. But ultimately, it's a blessing, the fact that where we are now in the year 2022, at least here in America, that we're able to be ourselves to a degree when it comes to our sexuality and who we love. Because at the end of the day, love is love. I could love a fucking monkey. Like, I love my two dogs. The loyalty and love that I get from my two dogs, I don't know if it could be matched by a human being. I'm 30 going on 31, and no one has matched the loyalty of my dogs yet. So, I mean, like, seriously. But anyways, let's talk about when I came out. Did you guys know that I never officially had a coming out? Like, I never had that family meeting, like, hey, you guys, I'm gay. This is the lifestyle I'm living. Like, I've never had that. That was never me. So I never really had to have a come out story. If you guys have read my book, Javon Joseph, The Truth Behind It All, you guys will know that I was asked if I was gay, like my freshman, maybe sophomore year. I don't even fucking remember now, but my mom had asked if I was gay, you know, at a young age, and I always denied, always never was truthful about that. And then literally, like, my daughter was born my senior year, I turned 18, and then right after I started porn, and I didn't even tell my parents I did porn until I was like 22 23. Like, my friends' parents and stuff knew before my own parents, at least from my own mouth. So maybe my mom knew, but she didn't actually hear it from me until, excuse me, until I was older. But literally, like, around 21, I was dating Nate, and we went to Vegas for my 21st birthday, and I was telling my mom, like, yeah, my friend Nate's gonna meet us, and long story short, while we were there in Vegas, he and I obviously, you know, were holding hands and stuff like that. So, like, my mom kind of got it at that point and super supportive, like, very supportive. And then after maybe like a day or two, I think I was just comfortable enough to tell her, like, hey, this is my boyfriend. And she was so, like, ever since then, you guys, ever since I was 21 and my mom actually met my first boyfriend, she's been so supportive of anybody that I've dated and my lifestyle. And it's really a blessing because my mom accepts who I am as a person, and that makes me feel good as a person. So thank you, Mom. But yeah, so I kind of didn't even have a coming out. It was just kind of one of those things, like, hey, this is my boyfriend. And then I started to post him on my social media, and there was no shame in it. I didn't give a fuck who saw. So it was kind of like one of those things, like, this is who I am. It wasn't like, hey, you guys, I'm gay. It was just like, you know, and people who knew me knew that because I had been bisexual all through high school. And I told my sister at a young age, like, actually, I told my cousin at a young age that I was bisexual. And then my sister overheard me. And then, so my sister knew that I was bisexual from a young age as well. So I don't know if, you know, my sister and my mom ever had conversations or whatever the case may have been. But that's my coming out story. I was just showed up in Vegas with my boyfriend, like, hey, Mom, this is what it is. So what does pride mean to me? Pride just means being who you are, being proud of who you are as a whole, where you come from, your sexuality, the things of your past, things that make you who you are, being prideful, taking pride in all that you do, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. Like, you have to be proud. So my definition of pride, or what does pride mean to me, is just living your true, authentic self. And I don't really want to have to bring this up, but unfortunately, over the years, there have been terrorist attacks during Pride events. And so I just like to say that those do not go unnoticed. My heart goes out to anybody and everybody that has been affected by those tragedies. We're all affected by those tragedies, whether we know someone there physically or not. It does something to our mental health and our emotional health. And my heart goes out to everyone, including myself, who has even had to be a bear witness to such a tragic event. When people are just out there celebrating love and celebrating who they are as people, and, you know, to go out and think that they're going to go home at night and then to be slaughtered, it's very devastating. So my heart goes out to everyone. Love is love. It's the ones that are doing these tragedies or committing these attacks who probably don't love themselves, who are probably battling with something in themselves, because people don't go around and just shoot people in the club just because they're gay. Like, that's an internal battle that motherfucker is dealing with themselves, and, you know, their God will handle that and their time will come. So that's something you just gotta, you can't let it suppress you, because there are evil people in this world, and don't allow those either evil people to block you from living your true life. Which brings me to this Roe versus Wade abortion bullshit. The Supreme Court's got us fucked up. How are you going to tell us that women don't have the power to control if they, you know, if something happens in their body or not? Abortions aren't just because of rape or because someone had unprotected sex and they just aren't ready for a child or to have children. Abortions mean if there's a still baby in a woman and she can't release the fetus without an abortion, that woman can die because of the medical complications going on in her body. Because if the doctor performs an abortion on a fetus who, you know, is already 6-7 weeks, but is the mother's having a miscarriage, that's considered an abortion. It's not her choice that she had a miscarriage, but it's like one of those things where that woman's going to die and have to suffer because of the fucking U.S. government's need for power and control. And I don't, everyone's opinion is everyone's opinion. Y'all know how I feel about shit like this. My opinion on this shit is let women be women. And just like anybody should, you shouldn't be controlling what isn't yours. Especially a physical body. Kind of the same thing like when this COVID vaccine shit was going out and they were like trying to mandate it. Like, in order for you to go here, you have to have a vaccine. And now here we are a year later and they're not even worried about vaccines and boosters and shit. It's all a game to the government. They just want power, money, and control. Meanwhile, us, we have to suffer. So not only is this woman having a miscarriage and can maybe be going through internal bleeding or something, but maybe, unfortunately, someone did have unprotected sex at a young age, and maybe they're not ready to be a parent. But because they aren't able, once there's a heartbeat detected, and because they aren't able to get an abortion, now that 15-year-old girl has to suffer and has to live the rest of her life raising a child while she is still a child, just because it's illegal if there's an abortion performed. Now, my whole question is, how illegal is it? Because if someone still performs the abortion, does the doctor lose their medical license? Are they no longer able to perform medical practices? Does the individual requesting the abortion, are they fined? Do they do jail time? Like, what really are the contradictions here when it comes to if a person does decide to fall through and get their abortion? These are questions that I probably can get on Google and find the answers to, but it's sick that we're even here in the year 2022 where you guys, the government doesn't want to ban guns, and there's fucking more mass shootings in this year than there are days of this year, but they want to control women's reproductive systems and tell women that they cannot get abortions because they're the government's pro-life. It makes no fucking sense, and literally, I can't stand America. Like, for my fans listening outside of America, this shit is ridiculous. This shit is unheard of. This shit is sick in the head. And our government here in America is really fucked up. Fuck that. It's about to be 4th of July weekend. This is my first summer, literally, without my daughter. She's 12 years old, and it's really weird because, like, I'm super bored. I ain't got shit to do, really. I am excited for this weekend because I am going to go hang out with my sister and my niece this weekend and see them. So that's always a good time. Sunday, I'm going to go to Six Flags Water Park with my bestie, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. We've never been to a water park together, so that is exciting. But literally, I don't have any summer plans, and you guys know me. If it's summertime, me and my daughter, we're on vacation. We're doing X, we're doing Y, and we're doing Z. Fortunately, it's not that case this year, but I am still seeing her on my, you know, weekly visits and whatnot. And she graduated. I think I said this on my last podcast, but she graduated with a 3.5 GPA. She is completing her summer school program now, and she's looking forward to going into the 7th grade next year, which makes me proud, so I am happy for her about that. My book, you guys, my book. I have dates for you guys. I know I said last time everything was tentative on businesses and who I was working with and so forth, but I legit have dates for you now, and I'll go ahead and release those now. So my website is gonna go live. Okay, so this is the only date that's up in the air. The website is gonna go live either July 8th or July 15th. I'm really, really, really shooting for July 8th because I want my pre-sale to begin on July 15th. So my Javon Joseph website goes live, fingers crossed, July 8th, and then pre-sale will begin on July 15th. I might just wait till July 15th, make the website go live, and then have pre-sale available that day as well. So that's the only, those are the only dates that are up in the air. I am going to have a documentary release on YouTube on August the 19th, you guys. Write that down. Oh, it's probably going to end up being August 20th. No, I'll do it August 19th. So I'm going to have a documentary viewing party on August 20th in LA, but that's going to be like a private event and invite only kind of thing. But so documentary, you guys, I'm going to have a documentary based on the book, and I did ask my fans to ask me questions that they want to know the answers to. So there will be a section of that on my documentary as well. I'm really excited for it, you guys. It's really in-depth, obviously, and it's in your face. It's very direct. It's emotional, and it's exciting. It's a way for you guys to really see me on video be vulnerable. And then I have my book release party in Sacramento on August 27th. And then Labor Day weekend, you guys, September the 3rd, that's when my book is going to be released to the public. And once it's released to the public, I am also having a party in Hollywood for my book release. So I'm really excited, you guys. The dates are in. Labor Day weekend, Javon Joseph, Life After Marriage will be available to all. And then October 1st, I'm going to start my book tour. And I have Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and Atlanta on my list. I do want to get to Chicago. So I have to somehow work that in there. But as of now, for sure, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Atlanta, and New York. And I'm really excited. So One last time, documentary is going to come out on August 19th. The documentary viewing will be August 20th. I'm going to have my book party release in Sacramento on August 27th and my book party release in Los Angeles September 3rd. The book will be available for all on September 2nd, which is Friday of Labor Day weekend. Woo! And what I'm really excited about is I feel like I really took my time with this, and I know I wanted it to come out this weekend. It was supposed to be out 4th of July weekend, but I'm glad I didn't rush it. I'm glad I'm taking my time. This shit is expensive, trying to get the parties together and all of that. It's mentally draining, but it's also exciting because, again, I'm doing this by myself, and at the end of the day, I'm going to have the quality of the work to show itself. And I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for keeping up with me and wanting to continue to, you know, engage with my life and engage with my podcast and support me and my books and my endeavors. And I'm going to keep going, you guys. I got to keep swimming. I am looking forward to see what doors open after the second book. And yeah, I actually, I have a couple surprises, but I don't want to say them quite yet. But I do have things lined up that I have ready to drop for next year as well. Something I've never done before and something that my fans have asked of me to do. And it's kind of like a token of my appreciation for you guys. So happy Pride, everyone. Happy 4th of July. Happy life. I can't thank you guys enough for supporting me. And I'm really, really looking forward to my book release, Javon Joseph, Life After Marriage, Labor Day weekend. I'm going to really try and get like a guest on my podcast so that we can like talk about shit and actually have dialogue here, and you're not just listening to me speak the whole time, even though I know you guys appreciate it all and whatnot. But thank you guys for tuning in to Javon Joseph, The Truth Behind It All, where we talk about any and everything. You guys know what I'm about to do. I'm gonna finish this motherfucking blunt, and I hope you guys have a fun, safe holiday weekend. Peace.